It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back out to Lorain County's 18th annual Party with a Purpose. It's the Zero Proof Mix-Off here at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. They have opened the doors. As a matter of fact, they did so about 10 minutes ago. People are filing through, having a great time, and they are sampling some of the finest drinks that you will find here in Lorain County and beyond. Andy Bullbarch with you here for Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I'll tell you, one of the toughest jobs that you can have at this event is one of the judges. And we've got one of them on with us right now, Jose Flores with the Licata Way. Jose, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Tough job. There's a lot of great drinks out there, a lot of great presentation. A lot of people have put a lot of time into this event.
They definitely have, man, and it's more than just about the actual drink itself. It's about the presentation. We've talked about the costumes, the entire getup. We see the leg lamp. We see a nice Grinch set up. Somebody set up with the mystery machine. That's United Way of Greater Lorain County. They've got that set up already, too. So you've got a tough job on your hands here tonight.
Oh, yeah, sure do. And I guess the best part of it is that a lot of these guys are my friends. I've seen them in and out, you know, in the community doing the jobs that we do. So it's great to see them here taking part of this. This is a really good event.
Now, I saw Jose about, maybe like an hour or so ago, and you looked at me and said, man, I need some water. I just need some water after having all these sugary drinks. And we talked about the tough decision that you've got to make a little bit later on. So how did you get to be a judge at this event?
Well, with my job at the Licata Way, we do a lot of work with the public health department. So one of the folks that we work with, Kat Eversolov, asked me to come out and be a judge, and I jumped at it. I did this event, actually, my wife and I presented a drink here about maybe 8 years ago, a little coquito drink. It's a Hispanic drink for around Christmas time. We didn't win. I'm a little salty about that. But during that time we had that event, we really enjoyed it. We had a good time. So it was just, a good opportunity to get back here and do this again.
Okay, so now you're on the opposite end of it. You're a judge now, but you were a participant before. So tell us about that drink that you and your wife put together.
Oh, it's a traditional Hispanic drink, coconut juice or coconut milk. And, it usually traditionally has some pineapple and rum and some cinnamon in there. So we left out the alcohol piece and we brought the rest of it in. And everybody liked it. I'm surprised we didn't win.
I'm kind of surprised as well. That sounds fantastic. That sounds really good. Well, obviously here, this is, more than just about the drinks. You're
right,
here for a great
exactly.
cause as well. And you could just see so many people coming in. Now they're having a great time here. They're
yes.
trying some great non-alcoholic drinks. And I think the cause is certainly important to keep in mind here.
It is. It is. It really is. This is not just a great event for the people who participate, but for the community to come on in and get to see, the other side of the the community resources that we have. A lot of great people out there doing a lot of good things, and this event brings it all together.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to reveal who you voted for or anything like that, but you told me before we came on that you're halfway through the 22 drinks
yeah.
that you have to sample. Now, I've got to say, you're doing a really nice job of pacing yourself because, as I said before, it was about an hour or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
You needed a drink after about, five stops along the way, right? So
yeah,
you're pacing
pretty much.
Yourself very well.
Yeah, I'm not rushing into this. I'm not trying to get that sugar rush.
So when you walk into an event like this and you've got to try 22 different drinks, is there something in particular that you're looking for along the way?
I'm not a real big, drink person like these kind of, mostly me, it's water and coffee. So I came in here with just, open expectations. Nothing I'm really looking for, but there are a couple of drinks out there that really stand out. I can't tell you which ones, not yet.
Are you voting based on taste? Are you doing presentation? What do they have you guys voting on exactly?
We're rating on taste, presentation, and actually the name, the originality of the name, and how all of it kind of works together. So there's a couple of tables out there that did a great job with presentation and putting it all together. So it's fun. It's hard though. It's hard.
It's really hard. I mean, and that's the thing. You walk in here, and you can see how much time and how much effort they put into
exactly.
putting their little stations together. I saw a Grinch one out here down to our left. As a matter of fact, We had Giovanna Bremke on with the Lorain County Recovery Court, and they're the ones that put the Grinch table together. Not to mention, I think they could potentially be in the running for best name with the whole Grinch theme. Recovery is hootiful, right?
Yeah.
So you can't really go wrong with that either. So, I mean, they certainly have a lot going for them. But, I mean, you're right. This is tough for you guys because the taste of the drink, the presentation, the costumes, you know, we talked about the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We have somebody dressed up as Scooby-Doo. So this is a lot of fun. But when do you have to make your final decision by?
We have to have all this back by 6:30 so they can announce all the, you know, do the math work on it and announce the winners. You know, the Lorain County Emergency Management group out there, they've got an awesome display.
Okay.
Lights, suits, you know, the hazmat suits and everything. It's great. It's good to see all of this work put into this great event.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic event. And again, come on down here if you're in the area. Again, they opened the doors about 15 minutes or so ago. Jose, you've got, I think, 11 more drinks that you need to try. You've got 45 more minutes to do it, my friend. So we appreciate the
all
time.
Right.
Thank you so much
you're
for
welcome.
Joining us. And best of luck, my man. You've got a tough job here tonight.
Yeah, I do. Hey, but it's all worth it. Thanks.
Thank you, Jose. Much appreciated. Jose Flores with the Licata Way. He's one of the judges here at the Zero Proof Mix Off. So make sure you stop on by, see Jose. He's got a really tough decision, or a series of decisions, rather. He's got a few things that he needs to judge here a little bit later on. Again, 6:30, they're going to announce the winners here at Lorain County Community College. Let's step aside and take one more break. When we come back, we've got more guests lined up, and we have about 10 minutes left on today's show at the 18th Annual Party with a Purpose. It's the Zero Proof Mix-Off here at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center at Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.